Massachusetts restaurants can resume some restricted indoor dining today for the first time in months as coronavirus rates trend downward. As of Sunday, positive test rates in Massachusetts were down 93% since mid-April. But that's not what's happening in other parts of the country. For more, we turn again to Dr. David Hamer, a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. He joins us by Skype. Good morning. Thanks for being with Morning Edition, Dr. Hamer.
Good morning. Thank you.
So in this next step of Massachusetts reopening, there will be some indoor dining, nail salons can reopen, and some companies can allow 50% of workers back. Do you agree with this based on the public health data that we're seeing right now?
I think our state data suggests that there's a lot less disease being transmitted. The percentages of positive tests are down. The numbers of new cases identified are much lower than they've been since basically the plateau in April. So, you know, I think the local data justify these changes, but we need to be cautious.
Right, because in other parts of the country, as we said, that's not the case. The world is recording the largest daily increases yet in coronavirus cases. As of today, we know in a dozen and a half other states, it's not the same. California hit a new high yesterday. What do you think? How do we reconcile those numbers and think about this as we consider a potential second wave?
The numbers around the country suggest a couple things. One is there's clearly continued transmission of the coronavirus. Second is that I think there are differences in how cautious people are being in terms of their adherence to stay at home, being in public, wearing masks, and so forth. And, I've seen pictures from around the country and I've heard stories, and people are not consistently doing things that we feel now are helpful to prevent transmission of SARS-CoV-2.
So do you think that as we start to loosen restrictions here in Massachusetts, that people could become less cautious and therefore we could see a spread? I mean, what's the prediction on that?
I think we're going to be okay in Massachusetts. I mean, my feeling is people are still quite adherent to mask use, especially if they're in a public like a supermarket or the equivalent or a barbershop, and that if we continue to do these practices and keep some degree of social distancing, that we should not see a surge, at least not during the next few months. The fall is a different story when people tend to have to be inside more.
And several universities are planning to open their doors in the fall. Boston College, Boston University, that's tens of thousands of students potentially coming back to campus from really around the world. Do you think that certain steps should be taken to make sure that that's done more carefully in the fall, or what do you think about this?
So I'm actually working with the Boston University reopening campus team and then have been consulting for some of the other universities in Massachusetts. And there's a lot of thought going into this process. And there are many different aspects. I mean, de-densifying campus, classes will not be as congested. I think some students will be in class, but others will be doing it from their dorm, and they'll sort of mix that up over time so that within a classroom they can be spread apart at least 6 feet or more. They're going to be quarantining students returning from certain parts of the world or perhaps certain states where there's a lot more disease being transmitted. And then there's going to be testing, wide-scale testing. So testing on arrival and then various strategies, either twice a week or once a week for high-risk students, faculty, and staff. You know, and then high-risk being those in particular that are living in dorms. Many of the universities are decreasing the number of people that can stay in a room together. In fact, some are making it singles only. BU is going to allow two per room instead of three or four. In addition to that, contact tracing and sort of trying to track and identify any outbreaks are going to be a key part of this.
So essentially, steps will be taken to try to do this as safely as possible. But I'm wondering, what data do we look at? What number is there before we decide that we may have to restrict again even further, that these reopening measures are not working for us?
I mean, I think the same kind of data we're looking at now, which is numbers of new cases, proportion of tests that are positive. And then on the campuses, whether there are any clusters of outbreaks, but also what are the numbers of students that have had to be put in isolation because they're infected and quarantined? If we start to overrun that capacity, that's going to be a problem.
Right. Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.